Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf, Nan Fon, and Patty Cohen. Now, Patty, you wanted to explain a little bit more about this deferment program because there seems to be some misnomer out there about it.
Yeah, I mean, the same way that borrowers, if there's a hardship, the banks will let them defer their payment. It doesn't mean they'll never pay it back. Well, there's also 60 days where a landlord cannot evict a tenant. So first, the tenant has to stop paying rent. Well, a lot of tenants, I own several properties and some of them are confused. And although I got rent April 1st and May 1st from all of them, full rent. But there's a misconception that the landlord is supposed to pick up the ball, and we didn't cause this. It's so they think that many tenants feel like they should just stop paying rent. And then, or that if there's a deferment or that you can't evict somebody for 2 months, it means that you don't have to pay for 2 months. That's just wrong. So one tenant said to me, you know, like, rather than me doing that, maybe we can make a deal. And I was like, well, here's the deal. Both of you are going to get $1,200 from the government. Both of you are going to get unemployment and then $600. So you're going to have more, and then you have nothing to spend it on. So rent comes first.
There you go. Yeah,
that's the deal I'll make.
Yeah, as a landlord, the government doesn't suddenly go, oh, sure, we're going to pay all your tenants' rents. And oh, by the way, you don't have to pay for insurance or PG&E or all those costs. And by the way, the heater, if it breaks, don't worry. You don't have to fix it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, tenants. But, I mean, I was a little worried both first of each month, but it was 100% full payment. But just so if there's any tenants out there, that's not how it works. And for landlords, stick to it because we have to pay our mortgages and our expenses and everything. And if we get a deferment, we're going to have to pay that back too. Because I think we don't have to pay our mortgages for 2 months.
The word defer means later on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it doesn't mean free.
Yeah.
Unemployment might be free. What's that?
It's called defreement.
Defreement. That's right. Exactly. All right. Real quickly, the Pacific Private Money Fund. You have to be. You have to qualify for that.
Yeah. So there's three qualifications. If that's where you were going, what are the qualifications? It's $50,000 minimum investments. Investors do need to be accredited. So it's $1 million net worth, exclusive of your primary residence. Or you can qualify an income, which is showing that you, on your W-2, that you made at least $200,000 per year for the last 2 years as an individual, or $300,000 as a couple.
And if people are listening and can't qualify that way, you've got your Private Money Loans website.
Right, which is a marketplace where where investors can fund individual deeds of trust for different dollar amounts. You don't need to be accredited to invest in trustees, and you can invest in increments generally from around $100,000 to maybe $200,000, $250,000.
Our average loan on there is about $800,000 to $1 million. So that's another option for investors who don't meet the accredited investor status. The other thing I was going to say with the Pacific Private Money Fund is that there is a 1 year hold. So that first year, you know, we ask that investors don't redeem during that time period. And afterwards, though, you can redeem, just give us a call. And if you add to your investments, let's say 6 months into your first year, those additional funds aren't subject to a new one-year hold. They'd be subject to the whatever remaining time period is on that.
That's very friendly, very investor-friendly, as they say.
Mark is very friendly.
Yeah. Fast, friendly.
Well, friendly.
I like that. All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us yet again for another good show. Good information. Here's our thoughts for the day. There will always be someone who can't see your worth. Don't let that person be you. And I prefer not to think before speaking. I like to be as surprised as everyone else by what comes out of my mouth. Tune in next week.
We are, Edward.
Yes, we are. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.